Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Judge, obviously, two home runs last night. He's money after days off, and he's having an incredible year. I mean, just an incredible year. He's on pace to hit 65-plus home runs. He's, you know, he's the leader of this team. He carried them back into that game. Trevino comes through with the big home run, yes, to give them the lead in the eighth, and their pitching has been, without question, the bright spot of this team. But he's been incredible, and they are set to go to arbitration tomorrow, and I don't understand it at all. And I understand it's easy to say, and I've, you know, Evan has talked about it with me and on air. Well, this is business. I actually heard JJ saying this on SNY, and I understand it's business, and nobody, it doesn't mean they're going to piss him off to the point of not wanting to be a Yankee right anymore. But here's the thing I would say about this. In no way, shape, or form am I going into a room to badmouth Aaron Judge right now. It's just plain, it's that simple. Over 4 years, and everybody, oh, he said the right things the other day. He loves the organization. He loves this, and you know, this is business, and he understands it. You know what else he said? He said he's zooming in on it, and he'll be wearing a suit, and he's looking forward to it. I don't know how many other players actually zoom in to hear what the organization says about them.
I'm sure not many.
Not many. So this is obviously something to him. Something to him that it's almost contradictory to what he said previous, where he doesn't want business being done midseason.
Right.
Like, he wants the contract. It's, we either do it by opening day or we're not talking contract because I'm not being distracted. Oh, my arbitration hearing? I'll be there. What's the Zoom info? I'll wear at least just the top of a suit. I'll be in his underwear. I'll be in my underwear on the bottom like everybody does in Zoom. But I am wearing a power tie, no less. I'm going to watch because I'm interested in this stuff. So why on earth? He's someone who's thrived under this scenario of betting on himself.
Oh, he bet on himself.
So he's fed on it a little bit.
Yep.
He's fed on disrespect because there's no other way to look at it. All right, maybe he felt it wasn't overly disrespect, a $230 million contract. I feel hard-pressed to feel disrespected at such a number.
Definitely
but at the same time, not good enough. You don't think enough of me to give me only $230 million. He's playing that mental game that a lot of these athletes play. If you watch the Jordan documentary, he's famous for it. They get mad about things like this. He's clearly someone who either feeds off of it or is trying to make his mind up on what the Yankees feel about him as he is going to head into the offseason, king of the castle, ready to sign any kind. And who knows what people are going to offer him coming off of this year.
Yeah, likely he's the reigning MVP if things keep going this way.
Yeah, yep. He's better than I thought he could be. I thought it was a horrible decision only because, not necessarily that he couldn't get more than 230, but how much more? And how much do you risk?
Or if he got hurt or something crazy.
Well, obviously right, that. But yeah. I mean, even if he had a great year, I didn't see him playing center field every day, hitting 60 home runs and being the driving force behind the 1998 Yankees. I didn't see that coming. But that's where we are. And we're really going to go into a room and badmouth this guy. Not in levels of badmouth. They're not going to go in there and say he's a bad player. They just offered him $230 million. Good luck going in there saying he doesn't deserve more than 17 when you offered him 230. But this is where we are. And they're going to go in there and say he's injury prone. He's, you know, I mean, what's happening now doesn't contribute to this. So, you know, he's a right fielder. He's a corner outfielder where there's a lot of pop in corner outfield. Yeah. Next year is a different discussion because he's playing so much center field this year, but that doesn't equate into the process. I mean, I don't even know what they could possibly say other than injury, because when he plays, his strikeout rate, his swing and miss rate, all have gotten better his entire career, not just this year, that's really hit new levels. So he's paying attention. He's looking for reasons to feel disrespected because it's helping his game. And I'm all for that. And if that's the thought process behind this, let's go in there and motivate him even further.
Right. I'm sure the Yankees are happy to do it, too.
But how about some goodwill heading into a contract negotiation that there is no doubt now you are going to be competing with other teams on the highest of levels? Now, you're going to go out and pay him. I get it. And I doubt very much he'll turn down the Yankees' money if it's the most, and it's got to be the most. But at the same time, why not just give the guy $4 million and create some kind of goodwill between you and him? I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it makes no sense. The Yankees are in a situation here where they cannot screw this up. Like, you cannot sell to the fan base that we allowed a couple million dollars or bad feelings allow this guy to walk. Now, do I think he will be a Yankee next year in the future? I do. I think they're going to make this unbow. But why even mess around? Why put yourself in a situation where something could go left field and you could screw it up?
Of course.
Why would you even do that with your most prized possession right now, who's having an all-world MVP season and is now the best player on the team, the face of the franchise? Why would you do anything to screw it up? And why would you want, when you're rolling like this, we're talking about, everyone's talking about, why would you want to be talking about arbitration when this team might have the set a record for the most wins they've ever had in franchise history, and your best player and you're worrying about a couple million dollars? Makes no sense, and normally not the way the Yankees handle the business, especially in the middle of the year. Does that make sense? Like, I just don't know why you would even be doing this.
Well, the hearing is now. They usually reach arbitration with most players. Obviously, I think the arbitration deal kind of got hindered because they were trying to lump it in with a big contract. So the actual discussion of the one-year arbitration kind of took a back seat in trying to just kind of make a one big, forget this year, let's make a contract. And so it's kind of gone by the wayside. And then they, you know, Judge on his own says he doesn't want to talk. So I think this has hit arbitration partially because they've kind of unable to negotiate just this one arbitration year. But that's why I'm saying just give him the money. I don't even want to, or if you call him up and go, look, 19 halfway, what do you say before, you know, we go in?
Yeah,
if he says no, he says no.
It's business.
But
it's
here's my main point now, after hearing Judge speak, if he were Manny Ramirez, who was on the broadcast the other night in Fenway.
In Boston.
If he were an aloof player that looked like nothing bothered him, and he was just going about his business, hitting home runs, and didn't care about this stuff, that'd be one thing. I'll be there. I'm zooming in. I'm wearing a suit. I'm fascinated by this. I want to watch this process. Why? If he's into it, I'm not. He's going to watch as I say why he doesn't deserve $20 million when he's the best player in baseball. It's just such a weird thing.
It is bizarre.
It's bizarre.
Totally. Yeah, the eye in the sky there.
Why put yourself in that situation for $4 million? And you don't want to set precedents with the next guy.
Well, I was going to ask yourself that.
There are these scales that players get paid during arbitration. I get it all. But at some point, just give the man his money. You know you're going to have to give him even more. What's another $4 million when you have to pay him $340?
Like, so why not? Why aren't they doing it?
I don't know.
It's just as simple as that.
I honestly think they just were told no more discussions. They're not going to have it. And the last thing I would do now is use this as an excuse to have a long-term contract discussion with him. That's off. If I'm the Yankees, I'm going nowhere near a long-term conversation with him right now. He's playing unbelievable. Let him play with this chip on his shoulder.
Yep.
He's clearly
clearly
it's
motivated.
A driving force.
No doubt
about
it.
Let it drive him all the way to the World Series MVP. I am not touching it. But arbitration, here's a sign of good faith. $4 million. Let's just forget it.
Right. Drop
in
the bucket.
Don't even bother.
Go.
You know, this is silly. We're being silly. You know, $4 million, you take it. 21 for this year. And it's also, if this hearing took place before the season, it'd be different. It's happening now when he's playing to such a level and he's doing everything he has. He's hitting monster home runs. He's playing center field every day, which to me changes everything about him. Now he's a center fielder. Now he's Mike Trout. Like, now it's getting to the point where he's playing a premier defensive position, carrying this team, hitting 30 home runs before the All-Star break, hitting 300, striking out less than ever, and hitting walk-off home runs in every big spot coming through. It's a different animal right now. He's been incredible. And to go into a room in the midst of it happening to say, really? 21? Your eyes are bigger than your stomach. Like, I mean, no way. Just makes no sense to me. Bob in Lindenhurst. What's up, Bob?
What's up, guys? Listen, first of all, I'm a Mets fan, but I just want to say I don't think Hal's a baseball guy. He's never in a stadium like George was. He's never around. He doesn't like...
I think that's a stretch. He's not his father as far as love for the Yankees and winning.
I don't think he likes to sign big contracts. I really don't.
I think he has, though.
I know, but I think he's driving people crazy with what's going on right now in the organization. Because this guy should have been done, taken care of, and, you know...
Even in April,
the Mets Yankee fans were calling for his, you know, oh, don't pay him. He's hurt all the time. They called for Cashman. They were calling for a Boone job, you know. So now it's the way it is on the other side, you know. But you, as a Tommy, as a Mets fan, you're disgraced.
How am I a disgrace?
Talking like the way you are? I mean, my God, go to a game. I'm on five games already this year.
Okay.
I go there, two losses. I went there and I had just as much fun in the losses. I'm a guy who will talk about and get pissed off at fundamentals and what went wrong. I'm not thinking about freaking October. I'm not thinking about the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta Braves are the best team probably because they're the World Series champs. They're the team to beat.
But, Bob, I'm not talking about going to a baseball game. You want to enjoy a baseball game, that's fine.
I'm just enjoying it, though. You're not enjoying the Mets.
Because guess what? They don't send me a Christmas card when they lose. They have not given me a lot of enjoyment, so it's not something to enjoy.
Summer,
I could go to a regular game.
Summer. It's baseball. Have a hot dog and a beer.
That's fine. If I go to a Mets game, I enjoy myself. That's different than sitting here as I am at 36 years old and I've seen them disappoint me. Like I say, they ran up a tab that I don't think they could pay back. That's just how I feel.
I'm not a Mets fan. I'm 59.
But that's different. Bobo, that's where we differ. You saw them win. I have not. So that's the difference. And I totally respect it.
Have even worse deals than we do.
That's fine. But wait a second. Bob, hold on. They're a New York baseball team. I don't want to get totally down the road here with the Wilpons basically shopping on the clearance rack for years and how they ran this team like a small market team. I'm not talking about that. But what we're going to say here is that I have seen nothing but losing. You've seen them win. You have a different mentality. I have not. So that's where we're going to differ.
I know, but we're talking about a team with 45 wins already.
I understand.
But they're acting like they're like 10 wins.
Bob, I'm not knocking the team here, Bob, but you can understand where I'm sitting here and where a lot of Met fans will sit here and they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm not saying it's logical. I'm just saying that's how it is, especially if you are a Met fan that's like, you know, south of 40 years old, because this is what you have been accustomed to.
I hope you realize what's happening here.
I'm making people mad. I'm making Met fans mad somehow, but that's how I feel.
No, I hope you realize this. You are pleasing every Yankee fan.
Right.
And you are upsetting every Met fan. That's what you've done here today. That's what you've done. Because you can't get over yourself. You have some nerve. You know, the more I think about it, the nerve you have. The nerve. So when I'm talking about how all I want is to win this series, despite the fact how great they've been, I want the Yankees to beat the Astros because I want to beat the Astros because they've caused me pain. And you cavalierly go, oh, it's a different year. It's a different year. And the Mets are clearly on a different year. It's a different ownership group. It's different in every way. They've got a manager who, you know, is on top of everything. It's better than every manager they've had since Bobby V. I mean, I guess, you know, Terry Collins got them to a World Series.
Sure.
Not a bad manager. But,
no,
I mean, you're talking about one of the premier managers in baseball with Buck. He's on top of everything. They've done everything right. They've done everything right. And yet you can't just at least allow yourself to dream a little bit.
I can't, because my head agrees with everything you just said, but my heart can't.
It's
because my heart has been broken time and time again, and I get it. I sound like a whiny Met fan.
No, you don't sound like one.
Well, because I am one.
You are one.
Well, I am one.
Yes.
And I understand that there are different things about this team. I think when Scherzer got hurt, and then they had the Alonso walk-off against the Cardinals. That was the type of game that they normally lose, and that sends them into a 9-game tailspin. The Braves went and won, 14, 15, 16 winning streak, whatever the hell it was, and they didn't lose a ton of ground. So I get things have been differently this year, but every Met fan in their soul knows that they're waiting for the other shoe to drop because it's that little, like, you know, devil on the shoulder. That's what it is, and they're saying, they're going to blow it. Diaz is going to blow it. This is going to come crashing down, and look at the Yankees. They're great. It's just the way we're wired.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't say we. It's the way you're wired.
No. I have the guts to say it, and they don't.
Bobby in Fort Park, you're on the fan. What's up, Bobby?
Bob.
Hey, boys. It's great to talk to you. You know, I just wanted to give you guys a ring. We're driving past Valley Caterers right now.
Oh, good old Valley Caterers. I know it well.
Best rotisserie chicken on Long Island.
Best rotisserie chicken on Long Island. Sure. I'm also a fan of like the chocolate crumb cake in the back. That's like a staple to bring to events. But yeah, love Valor Caterers. Absolutely, get a great sandwich there. Top notch. Frozen meals are always good too.
Yeah, they took out the prime stuff for sure. Yes. The reason I wanted to call is my mom works at Cary, and I've heard a lot about your old football days. You went to Cary, right?
I did go to Cary. Yes.
You must have some kind of picture, some kind of memorial up in the hallways there, right? I got to get my eyes off.
I think so.
They named the gym after you, I'm sure.
Yeah, no. I was an Old County football player. I don't know if you know this, but I won Athlete of the Year in my senior year. We have the plaque hanging up in here. I don't remember if I'm in the building necessarily, but I am in this studio as I won Athlete of the Year. But yes, no, Cary, my old stomping grounds. And it's funny you mentioned it because I got the I was telling Tommy, Saturday is my 20th reunion.
Oh, no way. Are you going to be, is it at Cary?
It's not at Cary. It's somewhere else. I'm not going to tell you. I think he's going to show up and just...
I mean, come on. No. Paparazzi's going to be there to take a picture.
I should tell you, because if you show up, you'll bring Valley Catering with you. Maybe you could stop at A&S Bagels, too, and we could just have a full circle Franklin Square moment. So was your mother a teacher?
I got to pick up the A&S at 2 a.m., though.
Listen, the thing about A&S Bagels, and I've said this forever, no matter what time you go into A&S Bagels, you will see someone you know. It doesn't matter. It could be 4 o'clock in the morning. It'll be, Eddie, I haven't seen you in 20 years. What are you doing here? Oh, it's out. You will run into someone you know every time you go to A&S Bagels. It doesn't matter what time. Typically late. Was your mother teaching back 20 years ago, or is she relatively new there?
No. She's been all over the district, but she's been there for like 5 or 6 years. You must have like laid the bricks for Cary football. They kick everyone.
Yeah, I know. No, they got much better after me. Thank you, Bobby. They went on a run like 4 or 5 years after I left. They got a new head coach.
Better players.
Not to knock my coach, McLeese, who was a great motivator, at least. I like playing for him. But they got a new coach who changed the offense they ran, and they went on like a tear for a bunch of years. And I think they're still very, very good. We were okay. When I played, I was also MVP of my team senior year, too. You know, this is how it was. What do you want me to tell you? But if you want to look back to McMonagle glory days, I put out that picture of me in the visor. Those are the glory days, baby.
And you're going to relive them on Saturday.
Yeah.
The 20-year high school reunion. 20-year
high school reunion.
I'm not sure why they have reunions anymore, because we have a thing called Facebook or Instagram. So you know what everybody's up to anyway.
Yeah.
When is the last time you've seen... Well, first of all, you're going to be the conquering... You're going
to
be the conquering hero.
I don't know.
No, I'm not even like trying to puff you up here. Is that...
No, I don't know.
You are on the number one radio show in New York City.
Yeah.
You host. People know who you are. So you're going to have that dynamic.
People know me. I have many leather-bound books.
Right, and your apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Rich wood mahogany, yeah.
So you're going to be a big deal there. Now, we're not going to mention the catering hall attack.
There'll be a couple of people who are sports fans that would think of me as a big deal. But for the most part, I don't think very much. I'm going to walk in there and the music's going to stop. And everyone's going to come running
while you're eating shrimp cocktails. It's like you're going to be taking calls. People are going to ask you your opinion.
I'm also a lot
on
heavier
judge.
Than I was than the last
so
time
they won't
saw
recognize
me
you.
Yeah, they won't recognize
that's possible. But are you looking forward to it? I mean, you're going, so in one way you're looking forward to it. But
not to get too deep into it, but I'm lucky enough to be still pretty close with most of my like close high school friends.
My circle
of friends. We have a group chat that we talk every day, and there's like 8 or 9 of us. So like, I'm very
the parlay
blessed.
Chat.
Yeah, I haven't seen them that much anymore. I moved up to Warwick. We all have lives and kids. I don't see them as much as I like, but we talk every day. I know what's going on in their lives. I'm very blessed to have a close-knit group of friends like that. But, like, I'm looking forward to seeing people. You know, we all had them. High school friends that you were on the team with but didn't hang out outside of school or were in a bunch of classes with and, you know, during the day sat at the lunch table with, very good friends with, didn't even, you know, hang out after school with or was in that clique with and went to parties with but had school friends. And I'm looking forward to seeing a couple of those people I haven't seen in 10, 20 years.
And now that you're rich and successful, I'm sure there was a girl, and maybe not because you were the cock of the walk in high school, but there is going to be that girl. There was at least one girl that said, not for me.
At least one.
Chris is not for me. And you're going to go back there with your beautiful wife and your great radio career and all your Yankee championships.
Yeah.
And you are going to strut in there like the peacock that you are.
Well, I'm the best there is.
Of course. You know, Mike, 50-year anniversary, you know, he's going in there.
Are you kidding me?
So that's, I would do it.
Will you again?
Will you?
So, Donegal?
I don't know if I what am I coming up on? I'm coming up on 20, I think, myself, too.
Yeah, it's actually 21. We didn't do it last year because it was still... I think it was like the Omicron variant was like
sure.
taken over at the end of last summer. So it's technically 21 years. I graduated 01. So, but yeah, looking forward to it. It should be fun. I don't know about the conquering hero you suggest, but, you know, there'll be a couple people who know me. Sure. Why not? I guess being on Today and Tomorrow don't hurt either.
Of course. No, I would. If I'm you, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. Oh, what is that?
Well, because it's not really not going to be fun. I mean, it's a high school reunion. It's going to be awkward. People don't know what to say. They're all going to be like tired.
I start with hello usually.
And you're all at that ages where your kids are beating you down, and you're you just basically like, I haven't slept in days. I love this about parents.
Yeah.
Oh, my kids, they're so annoying. I want to be away from them. The second they're away from them, I wonder what they're up to. Are they all right? Are they okay? Bro, you're watching kids here. You're not flying to the moon. I think grandma or your aunt can handle it.
And I'll probably,
relax, put the phone away.
And I'll probably be exhausted because I'm working this show Friday, and I'm keeping my regular show Saturday morning.
Oh, you'll be punch drunk at this.
I'm not going to get home until 7, 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, catch a few hours, and plus I live 2 hours away now, so it's a lot of traveling, too. It's going to be hectic. It's going to be hectic, but we'll have some fun. McMonagle and Lugauer filling in for Carton and Roberts. I do want to talk about at some point when we come back here. Again, technology has gone too far. I saw something. I did break news to you. You did not read the sheet.
I didn't see that on the sheet.
You did not read the sheet.
I did not.
But Alexa has gone too far.
She has.
She's gone too far. Look, it's one thing you want to turn on music. Lower the lights and set the mood.
Yep.
It's, you know, something, you know, yeah, play Jimmy Buffett. You know, that's perfectly acceptable. But when you start getting into playing God, I have a problem.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fans to the left, fans to the right, they're the only name in town.
Tiki bar is open.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Margaritaville Resort?
I have not. I have a friend in Florida who has relatives who live. They have it's like a retirement home place. He has Margaritaville.
How is that?
I heard it's pretty fun.
Yeah,
I've been trying to get Jimmy Buffett Adirondack chair that they make, the Margaritaville Jimmy Buffett chairs. But it's always sold out. Every time I pops in my head to look for it, they're always sold out. But yeah, no, it's a. More than just the music, it's a mood, man. It's a feel. The Jimmy Buffett mood is legit.
No doubt.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It is definitely a vibe. All right, before we get back to the calls, which we will, I promise, we're gonna get right back to the calls. Let's just do the Yankee lineup. Because it is out, and it's a big series against the Astros. That's right, I said it. Today's lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop, obviously, somewhat sub sandwich shop of your New York Yankees. All right. Pretty standard here. One guy is out. Who's the one guy out, Louie? They like to play the game in the afternoon. I know you're not as locked in as Craig and Evan are into the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. Nobody will feed it in my ear either.
Who's the one guy out today?
Who's the one
there's
guy?
Like, there's like the three guys who really get rotated. Four guys, really,
yeah.
Who are rotated usually out of the lineup. One guy's out of the four. Pretty much there's the standard LeMahieu, Judge, Rizzo.
Gallo.
Kind of Falefa. Yeah. Gallo is not the one out of the lineup today. It's Donaldson will not be in the lineup today. So leading off will be DJ LeMahieu playing third base. Judge at his customary position of center field hitting second. Rizzo back at first. Stanton DHing after having a really good night in right field. His arm is still powerful. Like, he had the one night, I forget where it was. He had the one game where he was just chasing balls and looked pretty bad. Balls were falling in front of him. But for the most part, he's been a solid outfielder, and he's got a good arm, and he made two plays. One, the tag just couldn't be made. He got called out initially and reviewed, but made a couple of good throws to second base. Torres back at his customary position of second base. We made it through the horror of the Torres back at short era. Hicks back in the lineup in left field. Kiner Falefa shortstop. Trevino back in the lineup at catcher. You know, Boone's kind of been doing this every other day. Gashioka, Trevino back and forth. They stick with Trevino, who's been incredible for them. Hit the big clutch home run last night to win a game. He's just been a lot of fun. Gallo in right field hitting ninth. And Tyone on the mound. That is your Yankee lineup presented by Jersey Mike. So let's get to the calls. We've kind of abandoned them a little bit here. But let's get right back to them. You know, JB's up first. We're going to get to you, JB, but I feel like too many Loogie is an embarrassment calls in a row.
Jeez.
Can be tough. So let's see.
I mean, we'll get back. What the hell is that? This is like, I mean, can't wait for JB. I can't wait for JB's logic.
Jared in Woodlawn. What's up, Jared? Let's go to you first. Hang in, JB. I'm going to get to you. What's going on, Jared?
Hey. Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, well, thank you for making it.
Yeah, I want to circle back a little bit to Aaron Judge and the idea of quote-unquote business.
Yes.
It's bad business for the Yankees to do, you know, just an arbitration hearing. Give him the $4 million. Well, at the same time, we also have to take into consideration that the arbitration hearing is not based on this year. It's
correct.
Based on last year.
Correct.
And last
and
year
previous
was not the MVP that we're seeing.
No. Still so, very, very good player.
Absolutely. And if I was Brian Cashman, I would say, hey, listen, everyone, get out of the way. Here's the money. And let's go to a 7-year contract.
No, I would. That's the last thing I would do now. I'm not doing that now. I'm not giving him a long-term deal now. I don't want to do that now.
You would rather him go? No.
Yeah, I'd rather him continue to have this year. Now, I'm not saying that Judge wouldn't be as good once he gets the money. I'm not really saying that, but he's got a chip on his shoulder, betting on himself, and he's playing great. I'm not messing with it. I'm sorry you're breaking up, but I'm not giving him a long-term contract, not because I don't want him. And if we had a miscommunication, obviously at the end of the season, I'd give him that contract. I thought you were talking about what you would do right now if you were Cashman, literally like today. Today, I'm not saying, oh, let's forget this whole arbitration thing. Here's a 7-year, $340 million contract. That I'm not doing today. And also, when you say good business, it depends on how you view business. Is good business giving someone money when you don't have to? I mean, most people tell you that's not good
business. Right, and he hasn't finished the job yet either. You want to have him win the MVP. You want to win the World Series. So if you pay him for half the job, like he's paying half the house, you want him to finish the job, and then you give him the big money. But you want the good faith, which is giving him the four.
Right, but I'm saying even in arbitration standards, like if you want to say what's good business is why would I give you 21 when I don't have to? When the arbiter tells me I have to, okay, I'll give you the 21. Right now, I got a chance of paying you 17. So, I mean, it depends on what you mean by good business. I agree with you. I think it's, you know, penny smart and dollar foolish by doing this now, because I do think there is some sort of just goodwill you want to breed towards a long-term deal. But if you want to make the argument Judge is taking the highest number no matter what you do with this arbitration, it's hard to argue that. But at the same time, I just don't like the idea, especially because now he's made the point of saying, I'm watching. Like I saw so many people say, man, it's unbelievable. Judge just always says the right thing, how much he loves the organization, and this isn't going to be a thing, and you know, it's all about business. He might not like it, but it's business. He understands, and he loves everybody. That's fine, and I'm not saying he said the wrong thing, but he made it very clear. I'm watching. I want to know what you're going to say. I'll be watching. On Zoom, I'll get dressed up and all fancy-like. I'm going to be watching. Like, to me, I don't understand why no one else is seeing it that way. Like, I've never heard, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe many guys do.
Or they don't publicly say it.
And they don't publicly say it, but they show up on the Zoom. Maybe I always thought it was my lawyer, that the team's lawyer.
Sure.
They make an argument, someone makes a decision. Now, it's gotten ugly before with Dylan Betances, but I always thought it was secondhand news. Like, Dylan, this is what they're saying. And, you know, we're really having a tough time here. They really went after you. And then it was more so... they went publicly and said he's being unfair, Betances. Randy Levine came out and publicly said, not in the arbitration meeting, publicly said he's being ridiculous. There are rules to this. We go by the numbers. He's not our closer. He's never been our closer. And to want to get paid like you've been our closer is unfair to ask. So it wasn't so much, oh, he was in the meeting, he heard the nasty things they said, and then he got mad. Randy Levine took it public that Betances was being unreasonable. That's why there was bad blood. I am, as far as I know, it's pretty rare to me, at least to hear about it, that a guy is like, oh, I'll be Zooming.
Yeah, no, I've never heard I have never heard a player said, okay, never. I'll be watching, like Big Brother. So he wants to them to know, listen, be careful what you say here.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
I'll be watching,
and I'm going to write it down,
notes.
And I'm going to listen to every word, and I'm going to wear a shirt and tie, and I'm going to be watching.
It's business, and I'm a businessman, and I'll be there.
And like, I think he understands they're going to say certain things, but, you know, just don't take it too far. That's all.
And
I'm watching.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not saying that that's the wrong thing to say. I know I started this by everyone saying he said the right things. Saying he loves the organization and that it's just business is the right thing to say. And by no means am I saying I'll be watching is the wrong thing to say. But this is his life. And this is why I've been defending him when I was at Perfect Example. When we went to the
DJ's
show
in
at
Belmar.
DJ's at Belmar. Yep. I had two or three different Yankee fans tell me, as great as he is, he doesn't love being a Yankee.
Yeah,
how do you turn down that money? He's selfish. He's money hungry. Well, I had a couple of Yankee fans say
not
to
a
me.
Bad way to be, by the way.
No, never. I would never. He bet on himself. I respect the hell out of what Aaron Judge has done. And now to back it up, even I hope he wins the World Series MVP and makes the Yankees pay him $400 million. What do I care? It's not my money. He needs to be on the team. And I hope this year is such a great year that he earns ridiculous amounts of money. And the betting on himself is just nothing to be nothing but applauded. They made a fair offer. I have nothing against what the Yankees have done. They made a reasonably fair offer for what he's already accomplished to eat into years that they don't have to pay him. I thought it was perfectly fine what they did, and I thought it was perfectly fine with the camp from Aaron Judge has done. And right now, I think both are playing it as you kind of expected them. I just wish the Yankees would just say, forget this. I'm not going to go into a room and argue against this guy, and I'm certainly not going to do it now that he's told me he's going to watch. Like, let's figure it out.
Especially with the kind of first half he's having. It's just a bad look,
It's
a bad look.
It's terrible.
And it's bad optics. And you don't want us to put in a situation here where the fans side more, where they weren't siding with Judge before the year. Now the fan base sides with the player and goes against the team. You never want that. You never want your fan base to go against the Shield. You always want them on your side and not to back the player.
Yeah.
So just do the right thing.
Yeah.
And with your best player.
There's no doubt about it. It just doesn't make any sense. But make no mistake. Like, on some level, it's easy to say, what does it matter? If you give him the biggest contract, he'll come back. And
he will.
And that's probably true. But when he literally says, I'll be watching, why am I doing this? It's hard for me to understand. Now, Jeff and Clinton wants to say something I've kind of been feeling, too, doing the last couple shows with Loogie here. Jeff and Clinton, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. What's up, buddy?
Hey, show's doing good today.
Thank you.
Does it remind... Tommy reminds me of somebody that used to host a show with somebody with all this negativity. Can you take a guess who that might be?
Hmm. Who used to be negative about all their teams all the time?
I mean, come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
I'd have to think about that one. Can I get back to you? No, Jeff. Leave your number with the producer.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
I know, Jeff, I agree.
Well, you don't know if I'm negative with all my teams. It just happened to be negative with this team, the Mets, because they've given me nothing to be positive about in my life. Again, this year's different. The ownership is different. It might be different. I'm just talking about where I'm coming from my entire life. That's all.
It does. It is a little bit Beningo-ish when you think when you say they will lose. I know they will lose. I will never see them win. They are going to lose to the Yankees. It is a little bit Joe Beningo.
Because I just think there's some type of thing with sports. That's all. There's just something with sports where sometimes it's not about the talent, and there's just teams, I could throw words like cursed or whatever, but like there is just something surrounding a certain team, and when it comes to the Mets and Yankees, I totally believe that.
All right, next up on the Loogie Hit Parade, JB in New York City. What's up, JB? What do you got?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, man. Thank you for making it.
So, Loogie, my beef is with you, and I would appreciate if you just let me get everything out before you jump in.
Go ahead.
That's okay?
You got it.
So, I'm pretty much the same age as you. I'm 39 years old. I'm a diehard Mets fan, season ticket holder. This year, we have 45 wins. We have faced adversity since day one and still managed to win by any means necessary. We have a leader at the top in Buck. We have a new owner that's basically going to fill any hole, if there is one, to make sure we're still competing, whether it's this year or going forward. My thing with you is that fans like you, who are so toxic with this negativity, with this lack of competitive spirit, this desire to face our demons, to face our enemies, our rivals, because you fear what the next person is going to say. Well, you need to wake up about something. The Mets are never going to win 27 rings like the Yankees. So they're always going to be able to talk. Whether we win or lose, they're always going to say something. But the idea that you're going to avoid, that you want to just, you'd rather not face the Yankees in World Series is so embarrassing as a fan. I mean, put it this way.
Well, hold on. JB, I know I said to let you finish. One thing. Number one, keep this also in mind. I also work at a radio station. If the Yankees beat the Mets and we're doing a show from the parade, guess who's there?
He's going to have to produce the
parade. So I have to look at it also from that perspective. And let me ask you this, JB. Do you trust Edwin Diaz in the ninth inning in the postseason?
Okay.
Well, you don't. Do you?
I do, and I'm going to get to that again.
Come on.
But I just want to say a few more things. Because your temperament is so weak. Like, if our roster had your temperament, we would be the Cincinnati Reds.
But they're the players, we're the fans. It's a different thing, dude. The fans and the players are sorry. Yes, it is. The players don't have the same thing as the fans. Come on. JB. The players' life goes on. Do they want to win? Yes. Does it hurt them? Yes. It's not like being a fan. Don't give me that garbage. Fans and the players are different. It's a totally different mentality. Does Jeff McNeil want to get a big hit? Yes. Does he want to win? Of course. But when you're a fan of the team, it's just not the same thing. Sorry, it's not.
Yeah, it's a little unfair to say if all the players had your mentality because, yeah, obviously. But they wouldn't have gotten to the levels they've gotten to if they had the same loser mentality.
We just talked about it with the Yankees where if the Red Sox are in their head or the Astros are in their head, there could be a team that's in their head as they're currently in that team.
But they have confidence in themselves and winning helps. But, yeah, no, you know.
This is a marriage for life with your team.
Yeah, and we take it hard. Unhappy one for you.
Of course.
Very unhappy marriage.
Of course. In every which way. You want to know about this? When the Mets were blowing the divisions to the Phillies, I was in college. Anybody want to take a guess where I was? In freaking Pennsylvania. It follows me no matter where I go, dude. I'm sorry. And yes, do I live in fear? Of course. I sleep with a nightlight. I'm afraid. I'll admit that. Is that what you want? Is that what Met fans and Yankee fans want me to admit? I am scared of my own shadow.
You want me to say it? I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
You want me to say it? There, I said it. I'm afraid. And once a fight is afraid, that's it. It's over. He's done.
Is that
I'm afraid.
Lightyear?
No, it's not. That's Rocky III on the beach with Adrian. It's right before, you know.
Prediction, pain.
It's right before Apollo turns it around.
Of course.
And they're, you know, jumping on the beach. You know what it's like. I'm afraid. It's a great scene.
I don't remember that particular scene. I do like the Rocky movies. I don't remember that scene.
I'm afraid, too.
This is when they do that montage of them running on the beach.
All the money, everything we have, it means nothing. But if you go out there and you give it your best and you face him in the eye, then you can live with yourself, and I know you can do that.
Am I wrong here?
Yes.
Why?
No, you're outstandingly wrong.
No, I'm not. Yes, Evan agrees. Most Met fans agree.
No,
Why do we have
Evan,
to?
You and Evan have completely different arguments about why not wanting to be in the World Series with the Yankees. Completely different. He doesn't think they can't win. How many times he looked at me, Big Mac? Oh, Big Mac.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm not afraid, Big Mac.
Well, he's an idiot.
So he's not afraid. You're afraid.
He's
not afraid.
I'm afraid of what's going
to
happen. Share.
He doesn't want it to be a Yankee-Met thing. He wants the Mets all to his own and not have to. Yeah, I mean, I guess he doesn't want the taunting and having to live with the parade and everything if they lose. That's fair.
Yeah, we're going to be there, front and center.
I understand that. That is,
I mean, think about that.
It would be rough.
You think?
But I got to tell you, it wouldn't bother me anymore. Like, if you told me right now, and I know it's another round or whatever, but if you told me right now they lose to the Astros as a Yankee fan, the Yankees lose to the Astros again in the ALCS, or they lose to the Mets in the World Series, I would rather lose to the Mets in the World Series. I am not losing to the Astros again. I don't care about the Mets. I'm not losing to the Astros again. And honestly, I know I didn't do it, and you were on the other side of it, but the Marlins hurt just as much. I was devastated when they lost to the stupid Marlins.
No, of course.
I was devastated when they lost to the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, as far as World Series.
I mean, you're devastated when they lose those World Series.
But here's the thing.
If it was the Mets, it'd be worse. I had in hand. I was sitting in my laundry room for hours in the dark.
The thing is that you said that, and honestly, I do believe you. But there are a lot of Yankee fans that deep, dark places that they don't talk about at parties, they understand that they cannot stand losing to the Mets in the World Series, and they would rather lose to the Astros.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.